This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Nationwide protests in support of opposition leader Alexei Navalny are underway across Russia. Thousands of people have taken to the streets to demand the release of the jailed Kremlin critic. Activists say police have arrested more than 2,000 people in various Russian cities. The authorities mounted a massive effort to stop the demonstrations after tens of thousands rallied across the country last weekend in the most widespread show of discontent Russia has seen in years. Navalny, an anti-corruption activist, was jailed immediately after returning to his home country in mid-January after recovering abroad from a poison attack. He has blamed his poisoning on the Kremlin, which has been denied. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the protests on Twitter Sunday. He condemned the, quote, persistent use of harsh tactics against peaceful protesters and journalists by Russian authorities for a second week. A team of World Health Organization scientists visited a wet market in Wuhan, China, Sunday. The Huanan market is believed to be the source of the novel coronavirus in late 2019. A cluster of cases were linked to the seafood market, and since then, the virus has infected more than 102 million people worldwide and killed more than 2.2 million. The scientists have already visited at least one of the hospitals in Wuhan that treated some of the first patients. The scientists want to know where the virus originated, in what animal, and how it made its way to humans, something that could take years to figure out. The Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. This is VOA News.